Xavier O'Halloran, it's been good enough to join us, Giants star. He's at the Virgin Lounge, about to fly back to Melbourne. Welcome to you, Xavier. Have you got a nice quiet spot there, or are you in the middle of the boys?
No, I've just found a little quiet corner away from all the boys. So, yeah, hopefully I don't make too much noise for you.
What's no, it's more for you as opposed to for me. Xavier, what do you do when you normally come home? You're a snow dog. You're from St. Berners. Do you catch up with family?
Yeah, where possible, try to. It can be quite hard on some quick turnarounds, though. But, yeah, it's always good to get back to Melbourne and see mum and dad and my brother. So I'll be fortunate enough to see them after the game in the change rooms. It'd be nice.
So they come to every game when you come back to Melbourne, because I presume for a lot of the Giants, it happens with a lot of interstate players. When you come back, you sometimes you have more family in the rooms than you would if you have a home game, especially if it's in Canberra.
Yeah, for sure. The tickets can be quite stressful at times. You're always asking the boys who are, you know, from SA or WA if they've got any spares. But no, it is nice. And yeah, I'm sure I'm not the only one who looks forward to getting back to see, yeah, mum and dad and siblings.
You have Callum Ward back this week and Leeka Lear as well back in. Sam Taylor injured. You got pretty good depth, haven't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've got, you know, a number of players knocking on the door in all line groups, which is a good place for the club to be in. So, yeah, there's definitely pressure on selection for everyone.
Well, Nick Haynes can't even get a game. He's travelling down as emergency, I presume. He's one of the emergencies with Brian Angwin.
Yeah, those two boys are here with us in the airport now. So we've actually got everyone, even the VFL boys with us as well. They play Werribee same day as us. So we're all travelling together this week.
And what's the reason why you're going so well this year, do you think?
I guess you can say it's a bit of momentum continued off the back of last year and the hard work that was done in the pre-season as well. I suppose, you know, having another pre-season under the belt where you don't necessarily have to learn the new structures and new game plans that, you know, the way we want to play. So that definitely makes things a bit easier. I guess we just have an overall confidence and just a great connection between the group at the moment, which is, yeah, really nice.
Do you look, I presume you look forward to coming to Melbourne and playing the games under the roof. It gives you that, well, it seems like you like it and you've had a good history of playing some good ones against Carlton there as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we sort of pride ourselves on no matter where we go, we're able to sort of compete against whoever and, you know, whenever, wherever sort of thing. So, yeah, look, we definitely look forward to coming down to Marvel and hopefully getting the job done tomorrow night.
What's the balance between having a run with role, which you have had occasionally, and trying to get your backline structure to the point that you still get your zoning right? I noticed that there's a few teams gravitating back towards giving run with roles and tagging roles again, and even some one-on-one defending?
Yeah, look, it obviously depends on what coach wants. But no, look, we trust our system to get it done against most teams, which is good. Yeah, we have full faith that, you know, all 18 players, whoever's on the field at the time, get, you know, their role done, and that'll go a long way to stopping whoever, you know, we're coming up against.
And it seems like you want to score. You want to score big. You want to score heavily. You want to score every time you get control of the ball, as opposed to, you know, going too slow. Is that the reason behind that? Because you've got such a potent forward line. I mean, Callum Brown's been starring. Jesse Hogan's a great forward. Toby Green's a superstar. It looks like you've got the potential to score big. So you do want to get it in there quickly. What comes first? The mentality that you do want to score quickly, or the faith in your forward line so it just parlays into that?
Look, we've got an unbelievable faith in our forward line to get the job done once the ball's in there. But I suppose all of our ball movement stems off of our defence, which I guess is the most pleasing thing. You know, we sort of limit teams to scoring, you know, as little as possible. And then off the back of that, we like to think we can punish and go quickly, as you said. So, yeah, we set up for, you know, a fast attack, and I think that's why it looks so dangerous.
And how much of it the week has been spent on trying to make sure you've got the ways of countering Carlton, and conversely, just concentrating about yourselves? How much is there more balance this week, given Carlton such a potent force as well, that you spent on them?
I guess no different to sort of any other week. As I said before, we just try and focus on, you know, what we do well and the things that, you know, will put us in good stead to win games. But yeah, I'd be kidding myself if we didn't have a look at a few things that they do differently compared to others that, you know, we can sort of try and nullify to give ourselves the best chance alongside, as I said, what we do normally. So, yeah, we spend, multiple meetings having a look at what they do. But, yeah, at the same time, we understand what we do well and what works against, most teams.
Will you tag Sam Walsh, do you think?
Can I say no comment?
Well, actually, funny part is no comment is a comment, Xavier. We'll take that to mean it's a yes. But so you're better off lying to me and saying no.
Well, I will say no. As I said, mate, we'll back in. We'll back in our system and, hopefully get the job done there. Obviously, understand he's a great player.
And as a team, chemistry-wise, it does sound like there's been difficulties in the past about living in Western Sydney. It's sort of had its own difficulties, if you don't mind me using that word, but it seems like you've got a good team spirit. I hear that you guys almost hang with each other more than players at other teams hang with each other because you've, in some ways, only got yourselves and you are a little bit isolated. I don't know, a few of you live over the other side of town, but there's quite a few of you that live together nearby each other.
Yeah, actually, there's been a few more that have migrated over towards the eastern suburbs, close to the beaches, so that's been pretty nice. But no, you're right, we're sort of left on our own to sort of hang out with each other. And as you said, most other clubs, especially the Melbourne-based clubs, who will have, people they grew up with in the same state, who might go outside of football and catch up with, their old schoolmates or their old friends that they grew up with. As you said, we're quite the opposite. That, sort of once in the club with each other, once we go outside of the club, everyone lives with one another, and then no one really has any other friends outside of the footy club that they hang out with. And I guess that goes to show with the way we're playing the field, how connected we are, and the bond that we share with each other.
And is Sam Taylor only going to miss two, do you think?
Oh, look, I hope so. That depends on the medical staff who are, giving him every chance to get himself right and feel the best way possible. But he's been in and around the club and in good spirits, which is nice to see. Obviously, it was quite a big hit, and it didn't look great on the vision. But as I said, look, he's in great hands, and the health performance guys will give him, as I said, the best chance to get back as soon as he can.
Xavier, great to have you. I really appreciate you jumping on in the lounge. I'll let you get your boarding pass and get down to town. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it, mate.
Xavier O'Halloran joining us, Giants Young Gun, for Tool Kit Depot Tools, equipment, safety gear, and work weapons.